high fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Someone texts in, Ellie De La Cruz is considered a perennial MVP in his second season. O'Neal Cruz should be compared and measured in exactly every same way as Ellie.
Absolutely. I was going to bring him up.
Yeah, O'Neal has a higher OPS, higher OPS plus, more home runs, more steals.
Right now.
I can only judge him on what he's doing right now.
I didn't judge him on last year.
He had a good year last year. He didn't steal a lot of bases. He had a broken leg. Come back from broken leg.
I'm talking about Ellie.
Oh.
Yeah. Take Ellie's year last year and then judge O'Neal Cruz on that.
Ellie last year had a great season. 25 homers, OPS of 809, which was better than O'Neal Cruz's.
And Ellie never got moved to the outfield.
Yeah, but he should. I mean, he's...
That's something they should be considering. Yeah, he does have a lot of errors, doesn't he?
They're almost the same guy.
They really are. I think O'Neal's a better player. I think he will be a better player.
Oh. I'm liking what I'm seeing in center field, though. Jason, you bring up off-air the air mailing of the throw the other day. And Doran, you killed me. Because, O'Neal, you brought this up. I didn't even think about it. He did the whole, stretch the arm.
My arm wasn't working. You just messed up. That's all right.
Like Ben Roethlisberger throwing a pick and then reaching for his calf. Like, what happened there? Ben, after a game, he throws for 300 yards. They win, comes out with all the ice pack around his knee. All that fun jazz. I think we're kind of getting into a semantical argument here on O'Neal Cruz. Because Sidney Crosby, to me, arrived as a rookie at a 100-point season. But he wasn't the best he'd ever be.
Mm-hmm.
I think O'Neal Cruz has arrived. I'm hoping that he'll continue to get better. But I think he has arrived as a very good, if not arguably, right now, great Major League Baseball player.
Jason?
I actually side with Adam on this.
I
think he
one.
Has. You
I
got
finally
one.
Got one.
I do. What? Now, I think there's some nuance to this argument, Doran. I'm not trying to disagree with you, but I think there's some nuance to it.
Now, you could disagree.
Because I think you both make good points, but I'm going to side with one of you. Now, I think that he has arrived as a very good, if not great, Major League hitter, being capable of that. Now, him reaching his potential, him getting where the Pirates need him to be, requires what you're talking about in consistency. And I think this is something I was talking about last night. I think that rankles people with O'Neal Cruz is it's uneven, right? Like, he can do these incredible, incredible things at the plate. You look at all the metrics and how flashy he is, and he's a lot of fun. And he also drives you crazy, whether it's in the outfield, making silly mistakes on the bases, learning the game. He's a very polarizing player. And so, he's arrived for me as an elite talent. He's just not consistent enough yet. I think he will be there. I believe wholeheartedly in O'Neal Cruz. But, like, I understand the argument, people wanting to see a little bit more consistency out of him.
Has he arrived as a player, or has he arrived as a hitter? Is that which one are you saying, Crowley?
Yes.
Both?
Yeah.
I think he's more arrived maybe as a hitter right
he's
now.
He's a much better hitter than he is a defender, but he's starting to stabilize in center field. And if we want to blame the Pirates for throwing Henry Davis out and right, I think we need to offer him some grace in center. Like, he wasn't going to pick it up and just be great at it right away. He's making strides. And Jason mentioned he's getting better against lefties.
I mean, Bryce Harper, he got moved to first and he didn't miss a beat. That's
different positions, though, man.
Okay, but that's arrived from outfield to first base. He's arrived. He arrived in.
I catch the ball. Throw him the ball. He catches it.
Yeah, I mean, right now, Bryce Harper's a better baseball player.
Right.
He's arrived. He gets caught. Yeah.
He's been in the league for a decade.
Okay, he's arrived. Like, whenever you arrive, you do consistently.
I think Doran has a higher definition of arrived than we do.
That's what I said.
That's probably what we're looking at here, which is fine. And maybe arrived is the wrong word for what we're talking about, Crowley. I think showing that he can do this at an elite level, that's worrying.
Will he be an all-star this year?
I think so.
I think he very well could be, yeah. Will he arrive then?
Yeah, he's getting close if he's an all-star.
I understand what you're saying. I'm not trying to disagree with it. I think what we're trying to say is, like, he's shown he can do this, has teased, has tantalized, whatever, which maybe isn't really moving the argument forward.
Why do you hate Dulac?
That's played out, Crowley. Would you just stop and
if Cruz regresses, will you still say that he has arrived?
Well, no.
Well, if you arrived, you're kind of at your destination, right? There's no going back.
Ooh.
I mean, it's baseball. You're going to play 162 games. He just came off of... I mean,
Aaron Judge has arrived.
Yeah, he's not Aaron Judge. That doesn't mean he hasn't arrived.
No, I mean, he's bringing up a good point.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. If O'Neill Cruz goes in the tank for the next 6 weeks, has he still arrived?
Right.
So if Bryce Harper goes in the tank for 6 weeks,
he's got a different resume.
Yeah, bigger body of work, has done it consistently. Has Brian Reynolds arrived?
So again, if he finishes the season as a 40-40 guy or even a 30-50 guy.
If he finishes,
not
if he finished the season, yeah, he's
Doran, if he goes 40-40 this year, I think we can call that a six players taxiing in the history of the sport.
He's taxiing to the gate.
Hopefully, it's not at like midway.
This
be
is
there
such
for a while.
Right. This is just a perfect sports talk radio conversation. We're all in agreement. O'Neill Cruz, really good, but has he arrived? Oh, that's sports talk, my friends. Tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. We're supposed to do things you don't know, things you don't care to know, but they're sports related. Do we have the music ready for that, Callis? I have given him no warning, except we do it every Friday at this exact time.
Yeah, but then you were talking about some stuff there.
Do you think Cruz has arrived?
For 7 minutes. This is all my fault. Hold on.
Do you think he's arrived, Callis?
Jason's here, yeah.
Mackie has arrived.
He always gives you less. Jesus
Christ! That was an accident joke, sorry.
I almost swore.
I mean, you could turn it down a little bit. I think you may have caused an accident out there on the parkway. Jeez Louise. Expectations are low, and you still find a way to underperform them. Doran, start off with the Charles Barkley thing. I got the audio here.
You have the audio. Well, last night I was watching the game, obviously Knicks game, and Charles Barkley, he's the best. I mean, he's the best thing going on TV right now, and he said something that I was laying down in the bed, and I almost fell off my bed laughing because only Charles Barkley can say this, and nobody bats an eye, and it's absolutely hilarious. Good play it.
We up in the clouds.
We up in the clouds. I could touch God right now. That's the only chance I'm ever going to get to see him.
Oh, don't say that.
I'm going to hell.
Damn.
But I'm going to see a lot of y'all with me. Oh, no, a lot of y'all laughing at home. I'm going to see you. Hey, Shaq, good to see you again.
And you're going to have some gasoline draws.
Hey, Shaq, good to see you again. Everybody at home was laughing. And he's right. He's like, yeah, I'm going to see some of you with me. At least he admits it. He knows who he is. He's like, all right, it's the closest I'm going to get to God. Like, I'm not going to see him any other plays because I'm going to hell. That is hilarious.
NBA on TNT will be done on Saturday or Monday. And that'll be it for one of the great all-time studio shows. Maybe the greatest all-time studio show.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what else I'd put close. Like, Baseball Tonight growing up was awesome. I mean, it was
not the same.
It wasn't the same. It wasn't the same. And this, what I love about this, and I think it's the same thing everybody loves about it, is you can break down the game. But you can also not genuflect at the altar of sports.
Yep.
Like, it's okay to not be super buttoned up. It's okay to have fun with basketball.
Yep.
It's a sport. You can enjoy yourself. And I think they've done a great job. Even when Shaq came in, Like, they find the right fit.
Yes, exactly. They have the right cast of characters. To be able to do that, you have to have the right mentalities and the right personalities. And you have to have the straight guy, the guy that keeps things in line.
Kenny. Which,
yeah. Kenny, and you know, he's a little bit underneath Ernie. Ernie keeps things in line. Well, that's at least what I tries meant. To. And then Kenny's more of like, yeah, like, I'm going to talk basketball and let these guys do their thing. And then Shaq and Charles are just characters. It's
I great. Can't think of another show that I would put up there with it. I'm racking my brain here.
TNT tried to do the same thing with the hockey with Biz, and I think does a good job. You just can't.
It's not there.
They try to recreate it. They can't. College Game Day, I don't know if it – does it count as a studio show?
Yeah.
I think it does.
Yeah. I put it right
Game
there.
Day
yeah.
up there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different kind of entertainment, though. But, yeah, I mean, it's a good show.
And then they tried to Barkley it with McAfee a little bit, where he's jumping into lakes
outside
of Baylor.
NFL shows, anything?
Mm.
I wouldn't put it above that.
No.
Maybe CBS when it's really humming.
Fox has more of the feel because Bradshaw will say some goofy stuff.
Right.
I don't like
Jimmy Johnson was like, you know, real goofy and weird.
Yes.
You know.
It's like trying too hard sometimes.
I agree with that. And
that's what I like about the NBA show. It's genuine. It's just them being them. Like, they're not putting anything on.
Yes.
It is very much believable. The other places are trying so hard.
Here's a hot take. I don't like any of the network pregame NFL stuff. I think CBS does it better than Fox.
Yeah.
But I really am not interested in either.
I never watch any of that. I don't even watch Game Day.
You don't watch Game Day?
No, very, very, very rarely.
I still, at 9 a.m. on Saturdays, I'll pop on Game Day and I'll dance with my daughters, and now they know Saturdays.
Dude, there's
in the
such
fall.
There's such a feel to that. It's a little bit sideways, but like I can feel fall when you're talking about Game Day on a Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I started watching old games last weekend.
Really?
Yeah, it was supposed to be... Hey, unofficial kickoff of summer, and it was 55 degrees, like 47 in the morning. I'm like, I'm going to watch some old college football games and get in the mood. All right, we've run out of time to do anything else.
You have one? No.
Well, that was the...
That was a good one.
That was the secret here, is that I forgot to do one.
Yeah.
See, we don't take ourselves that seriously around here either.
I'm really trying to think of one show that could kind of.
I don't think you've come up with one.
I mean, I would say like the.
There's nothing in hockey.
The broadcast of like WWE is as close as I can get.
Yeah.
You know, it's similar to that, like goofy.
I'm trying to even think of like the best baseball pregame show. And in the playoffs, when you've got like A-Rod, Poppy, who else did they have on?
I'll tell you who's good is Pedro Martinez.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Pedro, I think Girardi was in that for a little bit. That got pretty good. Huh. They don't
Yankees,
do it consistently.
Yankee, Red Sox.
Yeah, shocking, right? Mm.
Interesting what they did there. Get Jack Wilson on the horn. Callis, you had something to add?
You call me underprepared, and then you just admitted that you were underprepared, which made me smile.
It's a pretty good point by him. Everybody's eardrums out there, okay? Everybody good?
Huh?
You know what? A texter brings up a great one. NFL primetime with Berman and Tom Jackson.
Oh, yeah, that's
that
close.
That is a
that's
great one.
Close second.
And you would have TJ the whole time.
It's that. That's,
he would
that's
just
a good one.
Through it.
That's a good one.
That they do it now with Booger, and it's still it has the nostalgia elements because Berman's still there. It's not the same without TJ though.
Booger, he cracks.
What's
me up.
This idea about Berman calling the home run derby?
Oh, is he doing it again?
I hope he does. Back.
Gone. I feel like he was super popular.
I dropped one of those on the evening show the other night. Whoop.
I mean, Madden and Summerall are kind of close, I guess, if you want to say broadcast.
Like, yeah.
Madden, but that's a different.
It's a different thing, but like Madden, he brought like, it was fun.
If we're talking
fun
about
watching football.
Like an irreverence.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where you're not afraid to get goofy.
Right.
Yeah.
Turducken, he's like doing that stuff. I mean, he wasn't really breaking down football. He was just having fun calling a game.
Yes. Texter, you can always tell when Doran has a zin in by the tone of his mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I disagree, because you always have one in.
Right.
When's the last... Have you ever... I mean, since we've been doing it, have you ever not had a zin in when we've been on the air?
Whatever I eat. That's it.
All right, that's things you don't know, things you don't care to know, but they're sports related. Steelers back on significant playmaker watch. Bubba Chandler could be making his debut. Bunch to get into for the final 45 minutes of the show with Jason Mackey.
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus DNC supply.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Social media's biggest loser is about to be me, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com, because I think I'm going to go against, at least perhaps, go against public sentiment here. Jason, you say that Bubba Chandler could be up next week. He's going to start today, right?
Yeah, I'm not saying he could be up next week. That was me just looking ahead.
And saying,
in fact, I think it's probably the opposite.
But you're saying he should be up next.
Yeah, I'd like to see him up here. Mm-hmm. I think the fans deserve it. I am of the camp, and this is an interesting debate, Adam. I mean, you can look at this and say the Pirates should have their best five pitchers on the Major League roster. Screw it all. Fans deserve it. Put them up here. Bubba's earned it. Give them the opportunity. That's the camp that I'm in. I see Harrington, Ashcraft,
Burrows,
mm-hmm. They come up here, they get opportunities. Bubba's thrown more innings in the minor leagues than all three of them. You can easily make the case that Bubba should be up here. I also understand, and I think you're in this camp, to say, look, they're not going anywhere. Their problem isn't pitching, it's hitting. What's Bubba Chandler going to affect? I'm not going to give him an opportunity to win the NL Rookie of the Year and lose a year of service time.
That's right.
We're not going to super to him. We're just going to wait because there's really nothing to play for. I understand that argument too. I don't like it, but I mean, it's a debate. My reasoning for feeling the way that I do, what if they get hot? What if Bubba Chandler comes up here and it sparks something?
Right.
What if, I know this is crazy, and it's very crazy. What if they go 20-8, puts them at 4 games under .500, mm-hmm. 85 in the season?
Oh, man, that hurts me so much.
I'm saying, you're there.
That if they go 20-8, they're 4 games under. That's what I meant there. Like, oh, my God, what a hole.
And that's fine. And 20-8's an insane thought.
They did it 2 years ago.
I know. But yeah. I'm saying, like, I would want to give every opportunity for this group to succeed. And that includes Bubba Chandler.
Well, the hardest point to argue with is that the fans deserve it, because they do. I'm a Pirate fan. Wearing a Pirate hat right now.
What if Bubba Chandler comes up, they go 20-8, and now you have the leeway to trade Mitch Keller to get some assets for him? Was that stupid?
Yeah, I think he'll be up before the deadline anyhow, and I would view.
Yeah, I don't think waiting on Bubba would change that.
Okay. I would view, yeah, Keller independent of that, but I get what you're saying. Mm-hmm. Pirates have a 0.3% chance, according to FanGraphs, of making the playoffs. I think the season is lost from a competitive standpoint, and Bubba's good enough. He's a number two prospect in all of baseball. He could come in and be the NL Rookie of the Year. We were just looking off air at some of these candidates right now. It's not a great crop. Bubba Chandler, as we sit here today, has the sixth best odds to win Rookie of the Year. And I just don't want that to happen and lose a year of control. Also, the whole Super 2 thing with ARB and pre-ARB and all that stuff that makes people's eyes glaze over. I'll wait 3 weeks. Or 2 weeks, whatever it is, that moving target, bring them up then.
And I mean, that's kind of where they're at. If they wait like 3 weeks, they're probably safely past Super 2, 3-4 weeks.
Now, if...
if you have something to play for, that's a different discussion.
Right. Yes, if they started the season around... if they're around 500 right now, if they're even where the Nationals are, like 4, 5, 6 games, I haven't looked up on my Nationals record in 2 days, but if they're 5, 6 games under 500 even, I'd say, yeah, bring Bubba Chandler up. But they ain't winning jack this year.
Counter-argument, though, Adam.
Oh.
Look at what happened when they brought Skeens up last year. That team took off until the end of July, early August. And it fell flat on its face, but there was definitely a bump whenever Skeens came up. Could that be the same?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Well,
I'd like to find out.
They have one hole in their rotation right now, and it's the same hole they've had all year. Everybody else in that rotation has pitched great. You have one hole. I'm not arguing that. He's absolutely one of their best five. He's maybe their second best. I mean, that could play out very quickly. We saw how Jared Jones bursted onto the scene. He could come up here and be the next best thing you have to Paul Skeens. And I'm expecting big things out of him. But I'm just not doing it. And I never view things this way.
Yeah, you don't.
I'm usually
right,
super
go.
Two, be damned, get your best players up here. I was pleasantly surprised with what they did with Jared Jones last year, because it was so counterintuitive to the way that they typically do things around here. This is an exception for me just because of how bad they started. Typically, my philosophy is get your best guys here. For now, I say you've already pushed it this long. Like, if they'd have done it a month ago, okay, you do it a month ago. But now that you're this close, if you miss the Super 2 deadline by like 8 days because you got antsy in the pantsies, that would be so bizarre and wrong to me. If you did it now.
And to be clear, Adam, I think it's like reality is probably more on your side. If I had to bet which route they go.
How about that?
I know. How about this?
This is like still, what, second time in 20
minutes. All things
minutes.
Coming up Crowley today. No,
that's weird.
But I honestly think if I had to pick one school of thought, I think yours is right and I'm wrong.
Which I don't love my allies on this because I generally hate the way the Pirates do business. But in this instance, I actually agree with them, which is a very weird place to be. Shall we get to significant player watch for the Steelers? We shall. Doran nodded in approval. We'll get to that coming up next.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and
and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus T&Cs apply.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Jason Mackey with us until the end of the show. Happy Friday, folks. Steelers poking around for a playmaker. This is according to Jordan Schultz. Adam Schefter says they've had talks with the Dolphins as they're interested in tight end Jonnu Smith, who had nearly 900 yards and 8 touchdowns last season. Guys, if the Steelers don't get another playmaker, was the George Pickens trade a mistake?
Yes.
Whoa.
Yes, Deontay was a mistake too.
Because they never backfilled.
Right. And they'll be doing the same thing. And it would have been with a different offensive coordinator at the time for Deontay. See how it looks until training camp. Like, can he get through training camp? Can George get through training camp with DK Metcalf on the other side with a new quarterback? Like, you have one strike, really, and then you're out. So, but I would wait. Like, I would see how it actually looked first before I would trade away one of my bigger assets. So, yes, it'd be a mistake.
I would dare him to act out, too. Like, yeah, I know exactly. This is a moot discussion right
exactly.
now. Like, dude, you're in a contract year. You have a chance to make life-changing money.
Yep.
You want to be a knucklehead? Go ahead.
Yep.
It's at your own detriment.
Mm-hmm.
Show your true colors one more time.
Yeah, I'd give him a chance, though. I'd be like, all right, here. Listen, we need another receiver right now. You're going to be the guy opposite of DK Metcalf. You're not the guy. You know that, right? You're not the guy. You are the second receiving option at receiver. Let's see how you react. If you react, then you're out. But let's see how you do because we do, like, deep down, we do need you. Like,
yeah.
We do need another playmaker. So
both need each other.
Exactly.
You need this opportunity. You need what you know. You need an offense. Like, you're still going to get the ball.
Right.
It's not like you're going to get 60 targets a year. We're going to use you.
Yep. Should be easier.
And you're going to be able to put up numbers, and you're going to be able to take this year and go take it into free agency and make a crap load of money.
Yep.
I've thought a lot about this in the last 35 seconds, and initially, first blush, my answer is no, it's not a mistake even if they don't backfill, because you just weren't going to get along with this guy, and he was a problem, and he invites disaster. He doesn't always give forth full effort on the field, and I think eventually you need to send a message, and they sent one to Deontay, and they sent one to George. But in these now 55 seconds, that's the franchise you want to be, right? Get rid of those guys. Get team-first guys. And now they're trying to get Aaron Rodgers.
They're the franchise that actually picked those guys first, though.
No, I know.
You know? Like, so what do you, like?
I think they're trying as an organization to move away from that, at least as it relates to wide receiver. But in the same offseason, let's bring in Aaron Rodgers. And if you did one of those bubble things that pops up with the most common words used for a guy, I think selfish would be the one for Aaron Rodgers.
Well, I mean, he's proven, though. Like, those guys weren't proven. Like, they were good, but they're not Hall of Fame. You make exceptions for players like Aaron Rodgers.
But you can't move away from a guy, just to steer the conversation back to Pickett for a second, you can't move away from a guy unless you have a firm plan. Right? Like the existing guys they have right now. God forbid, what if DK Metcalf gets hurt?
Yep.
Do they have anybody capable
of stepping
into a number one role?
No, now you're in exactly the same spot as last year.
Like you can move away from that guy. I would do it this upcoming year. You know, because I'm going to have George here in case something happens. At least I have an actual number one, someone mm-hmm. who's done that. Use him for what he's worth.
Mm-hmm.
And then next year, I don't have any interest in re-signing him. I'm not allocating that much money to wide receiver, but I'd take him and use him for what he's good for.
Yep.
And he can use us for what the Steelers are good for. Use it to put up numbers and bolster your resume.
Talking to your colleague, Chris Carter from the Post-Gazette earlier, got me real worried. Because clearly they're trying to find another wide receiver. But he made it seem like if Roman Wilson looks good, that they're going to go after a depth wide receiver. And if you get a depth wide receiver, now you're in exactly the same spot as last year. And when they traded Pickens, I was all for it at the time because my assumption was they were going to go out and try to find a guy. And now I have some doubt about that. And they don't deserve any benefit of the doubt because they tried to get Brandon Ayuk last offseason and it never wound up happening. And we hear that they were close on some receivers at the deadline, but I can't verify whether or not it was actually going to happen. It's the easiest thing in the world to say.
It didn't happen.
Yeah, right. Calvin Ridley, right? Gets, or who's the other one? He used to play for the Jags.
Christian
Kirk. Thank you. I always get those two guys. Mm. It doesn't matter. Oh, well, he got hurt. We were going to trade for him. I don't know that. It's easy to say now that he's hurt.
Right.
And then you don't have him. And then you bring in Mike Williams, of all people. So they get no benefit of the doubt from me.
I think the new quarterback's going to have some say-so in this, man. He has to. Like, in
Mr. Rodgers?
Yeah, Mr. Rodgers. I mean, that's still the most likely scenario, right? Would we all agree there that you still expect Aaron Rodgers to sign? I can't imagine they would do what they're doing now if they don't have some legitimate idea that he's going to be here.
Yeah.
And then if Aaron Rodgers signs, at that point it becomes, all right, Aaron, we need to address wide receiver. Who's it going to be?
We talked the other day about Minnesota because of what Rodgers said, talking about playing a game in Chicago. I think we need to widen the scope a little bit. Like, oh, it's probably Pittsburgh. Maybe if J.J. McCarthy stinks, it's Minnesota. Maybe. Could be any team, man. Like, Joe Burrow blows out his knee. God forbid, I don't want to see anybody get hurt. Like, he could be holding out hope that any of a number of different situations that are better than Pittsburgh's could become open.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I still think he's most likely going to be a Pittsburgh Steeler, but I do worry about that.
Yeah, like somebody like the Dolphins, I always bring up.
Yeah.
I feel like they're in a very interesting situation. Like
Tua was hurt.
You want to throw to Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle?
Yes.
In Miami, where it's warm? Better situation than here. Like Cincinnati, I don't think he would do. Like, because it's like
Jamar Chase, T. Higgins.
I mean, I don't think he's like, I'm not going to go live in Cincinnati for a couple months now.
It's right next to Kentucky. You got bourbon. They got the Skyline Chili. He's not afraid to put weird stuff in his body. Yes, I feel like he's going to be the Steelers quarterback, but now I'm in this weird meandering period where every day that goes by, I get more and more worried that he's not going to wind up here.
Hey, the Browns also play in Chicago. You never know.
Let's add a sixth quarterback.
Don't rule it out.
I think you can rule that one. Yeah, I'm willing to bet my house that he would not go to Cleveland.
I know, I'm just kidding.
If he went to Cleveland, do the Steelers then trade for Pickett?
Shador.
Oh, my guy! Let's go! Woohoo!
I was just looking at the Bears' schedule to see who all plays in Chicago this year.
I could see Shador landing on the Steelers' practice squad, or the Steelers claiming him if he gets released after training camp.
If he gets released?
That's a very high possibility. They have a bunch of quarterbacks.
If he does, though, what I'm saying is, the league told us exactly what they feel about this guy during the draft, and now his first team cuts him. Oh, hope you like Canada, pal. And that could be your next stop. I'm not talking about Matt Canada. I'm talking about playing for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders or something. Is that a real team? Did I get that one right?
Yeah.
I bet you the Steelers would scoop him up.
Yeah, they would.
Yep. They'd give him a chance.
Yep. They'd claim him.
Nothing more than practice squad, but bring him in, take a look.
I think that they'd probably release Skylar Thompson and make him the third quarterback.
How's Will Howard looking at OTAs?
He's looked fine. I wouldn't say he doesn't look like a week one starter. He looks like a kid out of college with some pedigree that you want to see a little bit more of.
People are tweeting out videos of him throwing the ball to 15th string wide receivers with no defensive backs in the picture and going, oh boy, it looks like Big Ben.
Yeah.
I might have to mute Will Howard on Twitter.
I tweeted out a video of him throwing to Roman Wilson.
Did you say he looks like the second coming of Ben Roethlisberger?
No, I just said Roman Wilson made a decent catch or something like that.
How's he look?
Good. I mean, for football in shorts. I don't know how much we can really deduce here.
Jeff Hathorn, the esteemed Jeff Hathorn, said Broderick Jones looks really comfortable at left tackle. Just what you can glean right now with footwork, things of that nature, that he looks a lot more comfortable back at home than he did at right tackle.
I'd agree with that. I mean, he's moving well. He's confident. I think he's much more comfortable over there. I think he tried to be comfortable on the right side. I don't think he was.
Didn't he lose some weight, too?
Yeah, about 20 pounds.
Yeah, Doran, I'm happy you bring that up. Good, bad, how do we feel? 325 down to 305, I think?
Yeah, that's probably pretty good. I didn't know what he is now and how much he lost to what the number is now. But, yeah, 305, I mean, if he can move better, he's athletic as you know what. So, like, he's probably moving a lot better. That's probably pretty good.
That could be it, even as much as playing left tackle. Just moving around better.
What was that?
I kind of shimmied is what happened
you
there.
You did, yeah.
I've been watching old West Virginia games, and I watched a 1981 game the other day, and the offensive linemen are like 265 pounds. It's goofy.
1981? Like, who was even on that team?
Jeff Hostetler.
Oh, yeah.
How about that? They beat Oklahoma to start the season in Norman.
How do you watch a West Virginia game from 1981?
YouTube.com. You ever heard of it?
I didn't know West Virginians knew how to upload things to YouTube.
Right.
I mean, Pitt was one of the top three in the country that year.
In 1981?
Yeah, Marino.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Yep.
Who won that game?
I think they might have lost to West Virginia, or they lost to Penn State. One of them.
Well, now you know we have to look it up.
Yeah, I think that they lost to one of those two. I could be wrong, though. I should know.
You shouldn't know that.
I should know. Yeah, I'm a historian, Pitt historian.
E.J. Borghetti would know.
He would know. Yeah, so I think my uncle coached on that team.
Oh, man. You guys shut us out 17-0.
What about Penn State?
Oh, that was the 48-14 game.
They lost, right?
Yeah, that's a famous one.
Yep,
yeah.
Yep.
48-14. We should have known that one.
I did know.
You didn't know?
Uh-huh. I said they either lost to West Virginia or Penn State.
That's not knowing. That's
pretty much knowing.
That's increasing the odds by making two games.
I've arrived.
That's quiz Callis knowing right there.
Callis, who did Pitt beat in the Sugar Bowl that year?
Which year?
1981.
I don't know.
Georgia. 24-20.
Just looking at it. You didn't know.
Yes, I did.
You did not know. It's right in front of you. You
didn't see it on your screen.
That's a very famous Pitt season.
You didn't know who they played.
Georgia. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. A reminder, you can join Pony and Muller today at Piata at the Point in North Fayette. PM team will broadcast live, collect donations for the Fan 5 alarm. Stop by, help them fill up the boot. You can also get a 2025 Fan 5 alarm marathon t-shirt for a $20 donation. All proceeds go directly to the fund in order to help volunteer fire departments. Why did I read that so weird? It's like I was surprised by every next word. That's right. I've petered out. Mackie, what was that you brought up during the break?
So this is from a guy with Barstool.
Nicky Smokes.
Nicky Smokes.
Oh, I met that guy.
Did you?
Really? At the softball game.
He was there?
I think. Mm. I might be thinking
I think
of
he was,
guy.
Actually. Yeah, I think he was.
Nice man.
Yeah.
Anyway. Let me pull it up. Is it harder for the average man to get a hit in Major League Baseball or score a goal in the NHL? I think it's the NHL.
100% the NHL to score a goal. You have to be able to skate first. In baseball, you get up to the plate, and then you can close your eyes and maybe lay down a bunt or something and get lucky. You ain't getting lucky against Martin Brodeur.
Let's say you're going, it's a shootout, and you're going one-on-one against Martin Brodeur.
I don't think the average guy, unless you have some reasonable skating ability, is beating an NHL goalie ever.
If it's a shootout, they're going to fall before they get to the shot.
Let's just say that you've worn skates before. Okay. Yeah. Do you have a better chance of scoring on Martin Brodeur in a shootout or getting a hit off of Paul Skeens?
Is there a defense? Well, I guess there would be a defense behind Skeens.
Can you even
you know
make
what I'm saying?
Like Skeens?
Well, no, not if it's the shootout.
No, I'm saying baseball wise.
Right, but if
like
you're doing
a shootout, you have to get an actual hit. There are defenders and everything.
Well, if you're doing a shootout, there's no defenders on the ice. So if we're going with the parameters of just the shootout, you're not going against an NHL defense to get to the goalie to have to score on the goalie. So if you're doing a shootout, then there wouldn't be a defense if you're going against Paul
Skeens.
So
we're just saying,
get a hit.
Put a ball in play fair.
Right.
So you put a ball in play fair against Skeens, or you score in a shootout against Brodeur.
Skeens.
Man. I think I'm beating Brodeur.
I think you could luck into one with Skeens, though.
I think it's possible that you could luck into one.
You can't luck into it.
You close your eyes, you swing, and maybe the ball finds
your
bat.
I think you could luck into contact. I don't think you can luck into a hit.
But what if there's no defense? What
right.
if you're just well, trying that, to get
that's,
one fair?
That's why it's right. that's important. I mean, that's
yeah.
that a major parameter of the argument. If you're saying, can you put a ball... Like, if you get 100 chances to score on an NHL goaltender or just touch a ball and put it in fair territory, I'd probably take baseball. But to actually get a hit and beat a defense,
well, I think
versus like score on an NHL yeah. goalie in a shootout, I'm probably taking the NHL goalie in a shootout.
I think the average hit wouldn't even make it to shortstop, so they would have to run up to get your ground ball. Like, I feel like if you get a hit, it wouldn't even make it out of the grass part to the dirt, which would throw the shortstop or third baseman off, where they would have to run up, get it, scoop
but they're
it, throw
be,
to first.
I know, but they're going to play you so far in.
If
any of us were in the box against O'Neill Cruz, against Paul Skeens, everybody's playing on the grass.
That's true. I'll take my chances rolling one out to IKF, though.
There's zero chance you make contact with the ball.
Oh, yeah. Zero chance. There's zero chance of me being able to do any of these things. But what is there a better chance of? I don't know. I've waffled too much. What about Tristan Jarry or Quinn Priester?
Didn't we do that? The 100 pitches, Quinn Priester?
We did talk about this.
Yeah.
If you give me 100 pitches against Quinn Priester, I can foul one off. One out of the 100.
I believe that.
Let's go. All right. That's the show today.
All right.
Hey, real quick. Do you think you could hit an almost Harry Callis knuckleball?
Yes.
Well, let's go today then.
Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high of 66, low of 54, 85% chance of rain. Thank you, Mackie.
Thank you, guys.
This was fun.
Good talk.
Doran, this was great.
Yes.
Talk to you on Monday at 5:40. Goodbye, Callis.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.